Thomas Edison famously said, "Genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration." What inspires today's inventor, and who or what funds all that perspiration?
The big innovation behind ContraLine is the fact that we have a polymer gel that is long-lasting, just like a vasectomy, but can be reversed at any point in time.
That's Kevin Eisenfratz, who along with University of Virginia professor John Hare founded ContraLine in 2015. Eisenfratz had arrived at UVA as an undergraduate wanting to do research in reproductive medicine. He heard about John Hare, widely regarded as the leader in the field and the director of UVA's Center for Research in Contraceptive and Reproductive Health. Eisenfratz soon began working in Hare's lab.
I was fascinated by the fact that there was one, a reproductive expert at UVA. Two, he was a biomedical engineer. Three, he was an inventor. And above all else, he was an entrepreneur and knew how to get his products to market.
By his senior year, Eisenfratz knew he wanted to be an entrepreneur. With Hare's coaching, he won UVA-sponsored competitions for aspiring entrepreneurs and $45,000 in prize money. Without those funds, Eisenfratz says his ideas would have just been concepts in a notebook. Only a year after ContraLine's founding, Hare died suddenly and unexpectedly. Despite the blow, Eisenfratz and the company moved forward. Its lab is now next to a concrete company. Heavy trucks come and go throughout the day. While its location may not look like a biotech office park, the company is nationally known, and its fundraising success is speeding the development of the polymer gel alternative to vasectomy. The gel is injected into the vas deferens to block the passage of sperm. It's designed to be easily reversed by injecting a second solution to dissolve the gel. Eisenfratz calls the reversal the holy grail, the big innovation. And as ContraLine's chief operating officer Nikki Hastings explains, it's a significant enough development to get the attention of big investors.
We're able to secure $2.2 million, where half of that was led from a group in Silicon Valley. Office space is running anywhere between $15 to $25 a square foot. When you compare that to what's going on in Boston, at $80 a square foot, it's pretty much a steal to be doing that here.
While much of the support for biotech companies comes from faculty such as John Hare, the University of Virginia has an office devoted to supporting faculty ideas and innovations. Established in the late 70s as the Patent Foundation, it's now called the Licensing and Ventures Group, or New Ventures. The group has been instrumental in supporting TIA solutions. In the 1990s, Gordon Laurie, a Canadian-born professor of ophthalmology, established his lab at UVA and set about finding a remedy for dry eye, a condition in which the eye does not produce tears properly or when tears evaporate too quickly. An estimated 4.8 million Americans aged 50 and older suffer from dry eye, with women being twice as likely as men to have the condition. Laurie spent 9 years looking for the cause of dry eye, much of the funding coming from the National Eye Institute.
The whole process was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. We found the needle, which was a protein that actually turned out to be in tears itself, and this protein is deficient in dry eye.
From his discovery, Laurie developed the medication Lacrapep. UVA patented Laurie's discoveries. His next step was to set up a company and get funding to start clinical trials. In early December, Tear Solutions announced $8.5 million in funding, courtesy of a Virginia Tech and Carilion Clinic Innovation Fund and Pharma Standard International, one of Russia's largest pharmaceutical companies. The funding will enable Tear Solutions to complete phase two of its Lacrapep clinical trials. But what does the university get in return for its support? Tear Solutions CEO is Tom Gadek.
So the university holds the rights to the compound that we're bringing forward. They've developed the patent portfolio that allows them to defend it in court to market this drug, and we've gone to them and said, will you give us a license to use this drug, and we'll bring it into our company, we'll send you payments along the way for your expenses, and at the end of the day, if the company's successful, potentially a royalty stream to the university through the licensing group of some percentage of sales.
ContraLine and Tear Solutions have much in common. They are led by driven visionaries who put in years of hard work, but success is not guaranteed, for in the words of ContraLine's Eisenfratz, customers have to love what we're trying to build. For WMRA News, I'm Peter Jump.